Okay, we are on Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. We are 2, 4, 6, 7 lines in the top of the page. 23A1. Okay, this is going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah is discussing how you acquire an Eved Kanani, right? So the Mishnah says, an Eved Kanani you can acquire with Kesef, Shtar, or Chazaka. And he gets himself out to Kesef Ayidei Achedim. Okay, this is what Rebbe held. If somebody else gives money, or if the master gives him a shtar. Chachamim Eimrim, it could be his own money, and shtar through other people. Okay, so Gemara says now, Kesef Ayidei Achedim in, Gemara analyzes Rebbe's statement. Rebbe says, somebody else can give money to buy the Eved's freedom, but the slave cannot give his own money. That's what Rebbe said in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, "Because they are chayim ain." So the mayor says, "If it's other people's money, you could, but not through his own." So the Gemara says, "But Mayaskin, what's the case? In other words, other people can buy the eved from the master and give it freedom." So the Gemara says, "What's the case? Ile mishalei midaitai, if the eved doesn't know about it, okay." In other words, David doesn't know that he's getting bought freedom. Mirti, let's see. Shemi alei Rab Meir, we know from Rab Meir in a different place. Rab Meir holds, it's a machlekes in a different Gemara, in Gittin, if an Eved Kanani, would rather be a slave or rather be free. Rab Meir says, Avda behafkeda nichalei. An Eved Kanani, likes to be free. He can marry the Shivcha, he can do what he wants, he's not so obligated in mitzvahs. He gets freed, he becomes a full-fledged Jew. Okay? So the mayor says, it's detrimental for an Eved to become free. Okay? So the question of Tanina we learned, Zochen l'adam shalei b'fanav. You could do something good for a person without him knowing about it. But, you could do something negative only in front of the person's face. Meaning like this. I could pick up something in the street for you. Even though you don't know about it. I could do something good for you, even if you don't know about it. Something bad, I can only do in front of your face. I can't do something bad for you because maybe you don't want it. If it's a schus, we assume that the person wants it. Okay? What's the case over here? Somebody else, according to the mayor, gives money to the master to free the Eved. Right? So if the Eved doesn't know about it, how do you know he wants to go out free? Maybe it's something the Eved doesn't want. Because the mayor holds, it's no good for an Eved to be free. An Eved would rather be an Eved. So how could somebody else buy him out? See, if it's a schus, if it's something good for him, okay, you could do it even if he doesn't know about it. But if he does, if it's no good for him, you can only do it if he knows about it. So how can you buy him out? He says, Utanina we learned, Zachan la'adam shalei b'fanav, you could do something good for somebody without him knowing about it, but in chavun le'el ele b'fanav, you can only do it, something disadvantage, only in front of his face. So how could somebody else pay money to free the Eved from the master? Elipshitas, we must say, midaite, that the Eved does know about it. And he wants to be free. Okay? V'akamash, so what's the chiddish? Aidei achedim in. Aidei atzmelei, through himself, not. But through somebody else, yes. Alma, en kinyan le'Eved b'lei rabbi. Why could the Eved not do it himself? Okay, this Gemara needs to be explained. It's not hard at all. It just needs to be explained to get it clarified. There's a few arguments going on here in the Gemara. Okay? Number one, is it good for an Eved to be free, or is it not good for an Eved to be free? That's number one. Then there's another shaila like this. If I give something to an Eved on the condition that his master shouldn't have it, now, normally we learn by an Eved Kanani, a Goyish slave, Kol Masha Kana Eved Kana Rabo. Whatever the Eved gets, the master gets. Okay? Therefore, if the Eved picks up something in the street, it automatically goes to the master. An Eved does not acquire anything. He is an extension of the master. What happens if somebody gives something to the Eved on the condition that the master doesn't have it? By a wife, by the way, you could do that. Even though in Talmudic law, so to speak, whatever the woman gets goes to the husband. But everybody says, if somebody gives something to the wife, on the condition your husband doesn't own it, it's hers. It doesn't go to the husband. By an Eved, there's a machlekes in the Gemara over here. Can you give something to an Eved on the condition that his master doesn't get it? What does Rav Meir say in our Mishnah? Rav Meir says in our Mishnah, in order for an Eved to go out free with money, somebody else has to give the money to the master. The Eved can't do it. What does that mean? That an Eved can never own money. Even if somebody gives him the money on the condition that the master doesn't have it, the Eved can't get it. Why? Because if such a case is possible, why can't the Eved buy his own freedom? Somebody gives him money on the condition the master doesn't own it, that means it's the Eved's. So why can't he buy himself freedom? Rav Meir says no. The only way an Eved can go out with money is if somebody else buys his freedom. Which means the Eved can't. That means the Eved doesn't have any money, even if you give it to him on the condition that the master doesn't have. Yeah? So the Gemara says, Elipshita, so therefore we must say like this. It's speaking me daitai, that he knows about it. It teaches us that through other people know. That he can buy his. We're like a Chav Gimel, like probably.
We're still at 23:1.
Yes, we're like 10-12 lines in the top. Kamashman idea chedem ein that other people could buy the Eved free, but not through the Eved himself. Amo, what do we see? Rav Meir holds ein kinyan le Eved b'leid Rabbi. There's no way an Eved can acquire anything without the master. Okay? So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Eima Sefer, look at the end of the Mishnah. It says, Bishtad Ayidei Atzmei. How does an Eved go out free with a document? If the master, right, the Odin, gives him a shtad that says, you're free. That's what the Mishnah said according to the Meir. Right? The question is, they atzme ain only if the master gives it to him directly. They achedim, no, but if it's some, it can be, if somebody else gets the document, the Eved doesn't go out free. Vimi daitei, but if the Eved knows about it, they achedim amalei, why can't other people do it? There's like his agents, they're like his shliach. Right? An Eved can make a shliach to get a document. So, why does the mayor say that nobody else can get the document but the Eved himself? Right? Why can't somebody else get the thing for the Eved? So he says, V'chi teima, what if you're going to say, Maya yedei atmi, what does it mean through him? Afa yedei atmi, even through him, that means somebody else for sure could do it. But he could also get his, get v'akamash malon. And the chiddush is, his hand and his freedom come simultaneously. I'll explain in a second what this means. But we didn't learn that. Meaning like this. There's another famous question. The Gemara talks about by a woman and by an Eved. We learned before, whatever a woman owns belongs to the master, to the husband, to the master, to the husband. Yeah. So the Gemara asks in Gittin, how could a husband give his wife a get? If everything she owns belongs to him, so when he gives her the get, it's like it's simultaneously his or hers. Right? She's getting divorced, now she could have her own. Right? But until she's divorced, it's the husband's. So Gemara asks, how can a husband give a wife a get? How is she acquiring the get? Because she's not divorced until she gets the get. But until then, he can't give it to her because it's the husband's.
Yeah,
the Gemara says, Gita v'yada bo'in ke'echad. The get and her own hand, meaning her own ability to acquire, come together.
But a woman is more possible for a woman to own something than a slave.
1 second. So the Gemara says, what would you think over here? That I can give a get for the Eved. A get also means any document is a get, okay? So I can give a get to the Eved for some, to somebody else for the Eved, or I can give it to the Eved himself. That's what the Gemara thinks to learn now. If that's the case, how does the Eved go out free? Because the get and his hand come together. Like by a woman. So Gemara said, but they can't be. Well, we didn't learn like that. Because the Tanya we learned in a Braise, Bishtar ayidei atzmi, v'lo ayidei achim divrei Rameir. Rameir says clearly that an Eved can only be freed if you give it to him and not to anybody else. Okay? So the question is, if that's the case, Rameir says, when he means in the Mishnah, an Eved becomes free by giving him the document that's only him, not anybody else. Okay? Meaning like this. If the Eved knows about it, right? If the Eved knows about it, why can't others accept the get for him? And if the Eved doesn't know about it, how can others pay money for him? In other words, what is the problem over here? The mayor says in the Mishnah, the mayor says he could, other people could give money to free the Eved, or Shtar, the Eved has to get himself. Okay? So the mayor says like this, in order for the Eved to go free, could be one of two ways, money or document. Money, somebody else has to give the master money. The shtar, freedom shtar, he has to get himself. Yeah? So now the question is, what's the case? Does the Eved know about it, or doesn't he know about it?
Sometimes they
don't. Wait a second. If the Eved doesn't know about it, so how could somebody else do it for him? Because the mayor holds, for a slave to go free is not a good thing for him. It's not a chus, it's a chayv. So if it's a chayv for him to go out free, how could somebody else, if he doesn't know about it, how could somebody else get a get for the Eved if it's not good for him? You can only do something good for somebody. You can't do something bad for somebody if he doesn't know about it. The mayor says it's bad for an Eved to be free. For the Eved, it's bad to be free. So if somebody else is, if the Eved doesn't know about it, how could somebody buy his freedom? It's no good. You can't buy without him knowing about it. So he must say that the Eved knew about it. And therefore he's happy to be free. And therefore somebody else can buy him out. Right? But if the Eved knows about it, the mayor says that only the Eved can take a shtar to become free. Nobody else. But if the Eved knows about it, why can't somebody else accept the document for the Eved, like his shliach, like his agent? What is the difference between money and shtar over here? Shtar, the mayor says, only the Eved can receive the shtar to be free. But if the Eved knows about it, why can't somebody else do it for him? So that's the Gemara's question. How does the mayor learn in the Mishnah? Amr Abaye Abaye says like this, La'elam shalai midaiti. It's speaking, the Eved doesn't know about it. Somebody is freeing him without the Eved knowing about it. So the question is, how could somebody else pay money to free the Eved if he doesn't know about it? It's no good. It's not a schus. It's something bad you can't do if the Eved doesn't know about it. So Abaye says like this, Shani Kesef, money is different. Money, you could buy his freedom, even if he doesn't know about it. Why? So the rabbi says like this. Hoyel v'konele balkarche, just like you can buy an Eved against his will, you can free him against his will. That's what Rabbi says, according to Rabbi Meir. You know what Rabbi Meir says? Somebody else could buy the Eved's freedom, even if the Eved doesn't know about it. We don't need his consent. You could, just like he was bought against his will, you can free him against his will. See, by Kedushin is interesting, different. You can't acquire a woman against her will, but biblically you can divorce her against her will. But here, Abai is saying the opposite. By an Eved, if you can buy him against his will, then for sure you can free him against his will.
Sorry, you're talking about Eved Kanani.
Eved Kanani. So therefore, the mayor says like this. Shtar is speaking the case of according to the mayor, the way Abai is learning in the Mishnah. The Eved doesn't know what's going on. Okay? Therefore, if somebody gives money to the master to free him, he's freed. The Eved doesn't know about it. And it's bad for him to be free. How can somebody else do it without his permission? So Abai says, you know why? Because he was bought against his will, he could be freed against his will. We don't need his okay. Shtar, because he doesn't know about it, nobody else could acquire the shtar for him. He has to acquire it himself. So that's Abai explains the Mishnah. That's what Rav Meir holds. An Eved Kanani could be freed if somebody buys his freedom. But shtar, the Eved himself has to get. Nobody else can get it for him. So the Gemara says, "Hi hachi shtar nami." So why can't you do it with shtar the same way? If he's bought against his will, why can't he be freed against his will with the document? Just like we're saying by money. Right? If you could buy him against his will, you can free him with money against his will. So then say the same thing with shtar. You can acquire an Eved by a shtar. So free him with a shtar. Why can't it be against his will? So the Gemara says, Hai shtar luchud v'hai shtar luchud. The documents are two distinct type of documents. Meaning, one document buys him, one document frees him. It's a different type of document. What's it? So the Gemara right away asked, Hachanami, hai kaspa luchud v'hai kaspa luchud. So it's also different money. The money is also different. This is buying, this is giving. So Gemara says, Tiva miyachadu. Money is money. There's no difference between $100 and $100. Yeah. In shtar, what is shtar? A document is the text. The text of the document is what makes the document. This that text says I'm buying him, and this text says I'm freeing him. That's a different text. Money is money. So Abaya says, this is the way Abaya learns. Abaya learns, Rav Meir says, money is money. You could buy him against his will with money, you can free him against his will with money. Why can't you say thing by shtar? Because it's a different type of shtar. This shtar is a selling shtar, and this is a shtar, freeing shtar. It's a different type of document. If it's a different type of document, you can't say, if you, this way, you go in with shtar, you go out with shtar. It's a different shtar.
Why can't others accept it for him?
Because Shlomi Daitri. He doesn't know about it. According to the mayor, it's a chayiv. And chav meladim, ala b'fanev. You cannot do something negative unless if he knows about it.
How can he get it himself? He cannot acquire anything. We said his hand and the gift that's not coming together.
But it's coming together.
But you said
no, the Gemara says it still is. The concept of Gita V'yad Ban Kechot still exists. The Gemara doesn't say it doesn't exist. The Gemara says, then why can't it be Aidei Achedim also? So the Gemara answers, because Shtar is not the same Shtar as buying him. Right? If you give the Eved the Shtar, right, and you hold you could free him against his will, then the master can force him with a document. How does he acquire it? The get and his hand come together, like by a woman. Or by an Eved.
So the master can free him against his will.
Correct.
Using a document.
That's what the Gemara says here.
Even though it's bad for him.
Right. But you're doing it in his face. You can't do a schut, huh? But when you give it to him, he knows. Now he knows.
You can't because it's not a good thing to do, because it's just not legal to do it.
What?
To do something that is bad for him behind his face, behind his back.
What's the reason? One of the reasons is it's like...
It's a slave.
Right, but he wants to free him now.
You give him a freedom.
But according to the mayor, it's bad for the slave to become free.
Why?
Because like this, he can fool around with all the shvachis, all the maidservants that he wants. He doesn't, you know, he's...
But then if you free him, he becomes a Jew,
right.
He has to keep all the mitzvahs.
Right, under all the mitzvahs. Gemara uses the word in Gittin, avda behefkeda nichali. Ever likes to be hefker. He doesn't need to be controlled.
So this... The rab that feed his slave to make a minyan?
Yeah.
Was that over?
It was against halacha. I mean, Taisa says it was against halacha, but davening with a minyan is so important, you're allowed to do it.
Why the Eved Ivri comparing to Eved Kanani? I mean, Kanani is more lenient. He could buy himself to go free, and Eved Ivri cannot.
Eved Ivri, the Gemara said he could.
Oh, yes, relative.
Well, it depends if he's sold to a guy or not. Okay. If he's sold to a guy, then only the relatives can buy him. Because we don't want him to keep selling himself. And
but if he's sold to the Jew, he has to do it himself?
Right. But inevitably, he has money.
Right.
Okay?
He can acquire money
from? Inevitably, he's a full-fledged Jew, yeah. What the Gemara says... whatever the Eved gets, the master gets. That's only by Eved Kanani. Eved, if he's you don't own him. He works for you for 6 years, day and night. But you don't own him. It's like Eved Kanani, that whatever he goes is the master.
Can you get the wife? Give him wife?
What, divorce?
No, wife. If you have Eved Ivri.
You can give him a shiksa, if he's married, you can give him a shiksa to produce kids for the master. Okay, now Rava says like this. You know the difference between money and a document? The Gemara's problem over here is one thing. The mayor says, in order for an Eved to be freed with money, it has to be somebody else's money. And shtar only when the Eved gets it. What's the difference? So Abayi said money is money and, okay. Rav Amar says like this. Kesef, when people pay money for the Eved to go free, Kabbalas Rabbe Garmalai. What causes the freedom? When the master gets the money. What's shtar? Shtar, the master is giving the shtar. You're free. By money, the master is getting it. By shtar, the master is giving it. So he says like this. Kesev, rekabolus rabbi garmalei, the money that the master gets, that's causing him to be free. Shtar, though, shtar, kabolus acherim garmalei, it's other people getting it. And therefore, the Rav says like this. Money the master gets, David doesn't have to know about it. Shtar, you know why others can't get the shtar for the master? How can others get something the master knows nothing about? I mean, the Eved knows nothing about. He doesn't know about it. How could somebody else take a shtar to get the shtar for the Eved? Here the master's getting the money. Right? They're giving money to the master to free him. So the main thing is the master gets the money. What's the difference if the Eved knows about it? The master gets the money, the Eved's automatically free. Document you need to give to the Eved to give it. If the Eved doesn't get it, how does he know he got it? How do you know it's given? So it doesn't work.
What? What do you mean? When you give it to somebody else, he doesn't give it to the Eved?
No, the Shaila is he freed as soon as the guy gets the money? He doesn't, by the way. If the master would give the document to somebody else,
right,
to give to the Eved, until the Eved gets it, he's not free. Unless, no, because if the Eved, because we speak in Lay Midaite.
I know, but
if the Eved makes a shliach, let's see, the master says to the Eved, listen, I'm freeing you. Okay? Come and pick up the document. The master, the Odin says to the Eved, listen, I'm freeing you, I'm going to write the shtar that you're free, come pick it up. The Eved doesn't want to go, for whatever reason it is. He says, sends a shliach.
Right.
Now, there's two types of shluchim. Shliach lekabbalah, or shliach lehilacha. Meaning, if the Eved says, this didn't, by the way, by applies to a husband and wife, what they get, you can make a shliach, whatever. If the Eved says to the shliach, go and accept the document. It's called Kabbalah. Then the din is, the second the shliach gets it, the Eved's free.
But could the Eved send the shliach?
1 second. Why not? He could. He could send the shliach. Now, if he sends the shliach to accept the get, the second the shliach gets the get, the Eved is free because it's like he got it. If the Eved says to the shliach, go there and bring me the get, then until he gets it, he's not free. But that's only when the Eved knows about it. Then he can make a shliach. He can't make a shliach if he doesn't know about it. So it's not going to be good.
No, I'm saying in the case that the Eved doesn't know, somebody else get the gift.
According to the mayor, it's no good. Why? Because it's bad for the Eved to be free. Now the Chachamim argue on Rav Meir. That's what the Gemara is going to go into now. The Chachamim hold it's good for an Eved to be free. Therefore, the Chachamim hold somebody else can get it for the Eved, even though the Eved doesn't know about it, because it's good. Somebody could do something good for you, even if you don't know about it. You have these cases in Allah, even in today's world, by the way. You have cases where Bezdin, whatever you want to call it, Rabban and Bezdin, would do something without the person knowing about it because it's beneficial for them. You have a few cases coming to mind in practical halacha. It's brought down, you know, when you sell chametz, an Erev Pesach, yeah? Mm-hmm. So, the Rav is your agent. He's your shliach to sell chametz to the... So it's brought down to Nadav Yehuda, who's the Rav of Prague. So it's brought down in Poskim. They bring down that his custom was, he wrote down the whole city in the document. All the Jews in the city. Whether they came to him or not. Why? Because it's an aveda to own chametz and Pesach. So therefore, to sell chametz is good for the Jew. So even if you don't know about it, it can sell your chametz. Because for you, let's say you don't know about selling chametz, you don't want to, whatever, yeah? I could put down your name, because Torah says, for you not to own chametz and Pesach is good. So I could do something good for you, even though you don't know about it. Okay? Then you have another case, which is a more interesting case, which also is done today by word. What happens if a couple wants to get divorced, and the wife doesn't want to take a get? Doesn't want, but the woman is fooling around with men, whatever. Yeah? Many, not always, it's much more complicated. Many times, a Bezdin will tell the husband to write a get, and Bezdin will accept the get for the woman. She doesn't know about it. She says, I don't want a get. But now she's fooling around as an Eshesish. Right? So Torah says it's better for her to be divorced. See, even though she doesn't know about it, Bezdin can do a schus for her by accepting the get, even though she doesn't even know about it. That's done sometimes today also, by the way.
Also for Erev Tavshilin.
Erev Tavshilin, yeah. You can make Erev Tavshilin for a person, even if they don't know about it. Right, but once only. Not.
That's only in the bedding, or a regular house could do it too.
With what, to get?
No, to do a favor and to
Anybody could. When the Rav sells Chum, it's not a Bezdin.
No, but something out of, like you said.
No, a Bezdin that doesn't get, but you need a Bezdin to try to get, so it's automatically a Bezdin. But you see, so the Shail over here, one of the fundamental arguments here between the Chacham and the Meir, is it good for an Eved to be free, or is it not good for an Eved to be free? The Meir says, it's not good for an Eved to be free. Therefore, you can't do it without him knowing about it. Unless Abaye says, money, just because you can buy him against his will, you can free him against his will. Or Rava answered, because this is a shtar, this is one type of document, there's another type of document, so on. Okay. Then the Chachamim Eimrim, Bekesev Ayidei Atzmei, that the money, the slave, Rameh says, in order to free a slave with money, Rechav Gimel Amid Aleph, Tzvi. Midway through the page. It says, Rameh says, in order to buy an Eved's freedom, somebody else has to give the money. Chachamim say, he could do it by means of his own money. Yet Eved can come up with the money. So the Gemara says, am I, why? Okay, even if you're going to say that this is speaking that the guy doesn't know about it, because the Chachamim are arguing on Ramey, right? If Ramey is speaking in a case where the Eved didn't know, so the Chachamim are speaking in the same case. But the Chachamim say that it's good for a slave to be free, and we learned Zachon la adam shalei b'fanav. You could do something good for a person if he even doesn't know about it. But a disadvantage, you can only do in his presence. Okay? So why can't others redeem him? That's the Gemara's question. The Chachamim hold, only the Eved can free himself with money. That's what the Mishnah says. Aidei atzmo. So the Gemara says, if the Chachamim hold it's good for a slave to be free, why can't other people give him money? Why can't other people free the Eved? Somebody else could do something good for the Eved without him knowing about it. Why can't he do it? V'chi, Taman, if you're going to say, what does it mean, Aidei atzmi, that Eved can use his own money? Meaning, also in his own money. It means others for sure could do it. Even the Eved could do it himself. And the Chiddush is the Yeshkinyan, the Eved. B'lei Rabbi, that an Eved can acquire something given to him on the condition that the master shouldn't have it. Right? Therefore, he can give his own money. But if that's the case, he hachi ema seif. Look at the end of the Mishnah. What did the Chachamim say? Bishtar ayidei achedim. Mamzi abesed ha-meir. Money, the Chachamim hold, he can give his own money. Document, only through others, and not ayidei atzmei. Not through himself. Right? So the question is, why can't the Eved accept his own get? It's coming simultaneously with the ability to acquire.
The question, he doesn't have his own money.
What happens if he does? No, because the Chachamim hold that if you give an Eved money, it is his. If you give it on the condition the master doesn't have it. The Meir holds no. But the Chachamim hold you could. You could give him something on the condition the master doesn't own it. That means like this. Normally, you give something to the Eved, it's automatically the master. But in monetary laws, this opinion holds, you can make conditions. If I give something to the Eved, plain, you know, conditions attached, it goes straight to the master. But the Chachamim hold, 1 minute, in monetary things, you can make a condition. I'm making a condition that the master doesn't get the money. Why can't you do that? Right? Therefore, why can't other people free him? So the Meir says, okay, it means other people could also free him. Then look at the end of the Mishnah. It says, Bishtarei de'achedim, only other people can take the document for him, and not through himself. Why not? And he says, V'chi te'mamaya yide'achedim. What does it mean to others? Af ayidei achedim, others could also free him. That means the way the Gemara wants to learn now, the Chachamim hold money through you or others, shtar through you or others. Right? And the din is chus that Eved sheyetze miyad rabbe lecheidus. And because it's good for the Eved to go out free, hi hachi nervinu v'nisinu. Why don't we mix the two together? I'll explain in a second. It should say, v'kesev v'bishtad, bein ayidei achedim, bein ayidei atzmei. What does it say in the Mishnah Chachamim hold? Money through others, shtar by himself. But the Gemara says, if you want to interpret the Mishnah, that money both could do, him and others, and shtar both can do him and others, so say, money and shtar through him and through others. It doesn't say that in the Mishnah. It says, money, the Eved, and shtar others. So like, that means the other one can do it. So like, what's going on? So Gemara says a new interpretation. The din is like this. This is what the Chachamim mean. B'kesef, bein ayidei achedim, bein ayidei atzmi. Money, either through the guy himself or through others. David himself can buy his freedom or others. Shtar, ayidei achedim, v'lo ayidei atzmi. But shtar, only others can receive the shtar, not the Eved. Why not? Because Rav Shimon ben Elazar he. Because Rav Shimon Elazar holds, it's like Rav Shimon Elazar. The Tanya Rav Shimon Elazar Eimer, Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, Af b'shtar ayidei achedim. The shtar is only through others, v'lo ayidei atzmi, and not through himself. Okay.
Doesn't give a reason.
Huh? No, the Gemara is going to explain in a second.
Also for money.
Huh?
Also for money, not just.
No, money. He says, "Bein eidei atzmei, bein eidei achedim."
Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar.
No, but Rabbi Shimon only speak af b'shtai de achedim le eidei atzmei. One second. Yeah, and the Gemara says there's three opinions in this thing. Okay, now. The three opinions, the Gemara says that we have three opinions in this Gemara now. Okay, we have Rav Meir, we have the Chachamim, and Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Okay? So far, the way we learned it is like this. The Bani elaborates on it. Rav Meir holds, when it comes to money, only others could free the slave, not the Eved himself. Why? Because an Eved can never own money. Called Rav Meir. Even if you give it to him, on the condition the master doesn't work. Rav Meir holds money, only others can free the Eved. Shtar, only the Eved himself. Why only the Eved himself? Because Meir holds it's bad for an Eved to go free. And speaking, the Eved doesn't know about it. So the only one that's able to get the shtar is the Eved himself. That's Rav Meir's opinion. Okay? The Chachamim say, no. Money, the Eved can get even on his own. Meaning, others can get the money, and he can get the money. Why? Two things. Others can get the money, give the money to free him, because it's a schus. Even if he doesn't know about it, it's a schus for an Eved to go free, according to the Chachamim. Shtar, only himself. No, 1 second. Yeah. One second. By shtar, the Chachamim said
others.
Others only. Why? Why? Because the Chachamim hold the get and his hand don't come together. He cannot bring free. 1 second. Okay, no, they learn the Chachamim hold shtar both. Both. Somebody else can get the shtar, and he can get the shtar. Okay? So Rav Meir holds, again, Rav Meir holds money only through others, shtar only through him. Chachamim hold money both, shtar both. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says money and shtar only through others. Yeah. Af b'shtar ayidei achenim v'leyedei. Mean money and shtar can only be by him.
By others.
By others, right. I'm sorry, by others. And I was going to explain why Rav Shimon ben Elazar says what he says. But it's a very interesting three-way machlek, as the Gemara says. Rav Meir holds money, others only, shtar only him. Chachamim hold both shtar and money through him or others. Rav Shimon Elazar says both only through others. Rav Chachamim hold everybody could do everything for everybody. Rav Shimon Elazar says
no.
Only others could do it for him, both shtar and kesef, and Rav Meir differentiates money, others, shtar himself. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabba, my time with Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Why? And according to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, even the Eved can't get his own shtar.
Right?
Why not? So he says like this: Gamar lo lo meisha." And this Gezeirah Shavah, the Gemara is going to say many, many places in Gittin and Kedushin. By Eved it says law, and by Isha it says law. So we like in Gezeirah Shavah, we like it Eved to Isha. Ma Isha, Jasek by a woman. At sheyeitzi get l'rushus she'ena shalei. He has to give her the get out of his own domain into her hand. Av eved nami achiyetsi get l'shus she'ena shalei. It can only be done in the domain which is not his. Meaning like this. A woman, this is what the Mefarshim explained. A woman is not owned by the husband. A woman is her own thing. She's her own person. Right? Therefore, when a husband gives a get to his wife, it leaves his domain. Because it goes to her. Okay? Therefore, Rav Shimon Elazar says, according to Rabba, the same thing is by an Eved. The only way you could free an Eved, if the document goes out of the master's domain. Now, Rav Shimon Elazar holds, when you give it to the Eved, he doesn't hold the Gita V'yad D'bar and Ke'echad. He doesn't hold the get and your own freedom come simultaneously. He says, the master gives the get to the Eved. Did it leave him yet? No. Then it's no good. When does it leave the master? When the master gives the shtar to other people. When the master gives the shtar to other people, then it leaves the master's domain. But when he gives it straight to the Eved, it never leaves the master. Because the Eved is an extension of the master. So therefore, if Shimon Elazar says, we learn out, an Eved cannot get his own get from a woman. Just by a woman, when the husband gives a get, it leaves the husband. The same thing by Eved. In order to give an Eved the document, it has to leave him. When does it leave him? Only when somebody else gets it for him. How could somebody else get it if they don't know about it? If the Eved doesn't know about it? Because Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds like the Chachamim, that it's a good, right, that is good for him. So somebody else is able to do it. Just for the record, Allah is like the Chachamim,
So the dead one is
Alakha,
the
terrible. No, the Chachamim, in opinion. That both Shtar and Kesed both could do it. Yeah.
The only question we didn't answer, Rabbi, was why the Mishnah differentiated when it talked about Chachamim, didn't say Shetara, money to give.
Right. It could be the difference is because, by the way, this is the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Tosfos is a whole different way of learning the Gemara. But the money is different than the shtar because the money had to belong to others before the Eved got it. In other words, when the Chachamim hold that the Eved can give money to free himself,
it's not his own money.
It had to be money that somebody gave him.
Isn't that, yeah, you're right.
So it wasn't always his. So you can't say the same thing, shtar and kesef. That's pashas what it means. Okay, now the Gemara says like this. Boy, Rabba asked the Shaila. Rab Shimon ben Elazar, according to Rab Shimon ben Elazar, that remember, Rab Shimon ben Elazar says, Eved cannot get his own get.
No.
He can't do it himself, right? No. So the question is, can Eved Kanani mal sheyase shliach lekabel gita miyad Rabba? Can the Eved make a shliach to get the get for him? To receive the get for him.
Right.
Now what's the question? The Eved can't receive the get himself from the master. Is the shliach exactly like the Eved? Then if the Eved can't, the shliach can't either. Or do we say the shliach is not an eved? The shliach is a different person, so it does leave the master. When he gives it directly to the eved, it never leaves the master because the eved is part of the master. But if he sends a shliach, the shliach is not the eved. So maybe he could.
Yeah.
So he says like this: Rab Shimon. What's the shaila? It says like this. Do we say, Kivin the gomer lo lo imi isha? Because we learn it out lo lo from isha, meaning, just like a woman can make a shliach, so can an eved. Or dilmar maybe. Isha di umatsi mekabel gita. A woman who is able to really accept the get, she can make a shliach. Avol eved the iule mekabel gita, but if an eved can't make a shliach, huh? Shliach nami le matzmash. Can you or not?
Bedin is not shliach.
Huh?
Bedin is shliach.
Bedin is make not the shliach.
They do the same like shliach.
Okay, he explains at the bottom like this, which is a very logical thing. Rav Shimon Elazar obviously holds, because what does Rav Shimon Elazar hold? Others could accept the get.
Yes.
So that means he could make a shliach.
It's person that...
That means he could make a shliach. If not, how do others get take the get for him? Rav Shimon Elazar holds, another person could take the get for him, for the Eved. So obviously that means he could appoint somebody. Because somebody else is doing it for him. Right? What's his question? The question is like this. If a shliach accepts the get for the Eved, and this is a brilliant question, and the Eved says, I don't want to be free.
Is shliach then?
It doesn't matter. Somebody else accepts the get for the Eved. Yeah? And the Eved then says, you know what? I don't want to be free.
No.
So the Gemara's question is like this. When others accept the get for him, right? Reb Shimon Elazar says others can accept the get. Are they doing it as his shliach? Or the Torah says somebody else can accept your get. What's the difference?
Somebody else can accept
If you're doing it as my shliach, and I don't want it, then I don't want you as a shliach.
What if the shliach?
You can't become my shliach against my will.
What if the shliach of the master? The master appoints the shliach to give him a get.
No, the question is, can the Eved make the shliach?
Yeah.
That's the question.
Well, that was my, that's what I thought. They're not able to make a shliach.
No! The Gemara is saying that there's no question that somebody else could accept the get for the Eved. Because that's what the Shimon Elazar says. How does an Eved go free with Shtar? Only when somebody else accepts it. So now the question is like this. The acceptance of somebody else for the Eved, is that din of a shliach or din of the Torah? That the Torah says somebody else can accept the get. What's the difference? What's the difference? If the Eved wants to accept the get, there's no difference if he made a shliach or the Torah says. He's getting it. The difference is, what happens, the master gives the get to somebody else, for the Eved. And the Eved says, you know what, I don't want it. If the other person accepting the get for the Eved is the shliach of the Eved, you can't become a shliach against the person's will.
Right?
If you go to a husband who wants to give his wife a get, you say, okay, I'm the wife shliach to accept the get. And the wife said, I don't want you. You're not a shliach. You can't make a shliach against his will. Or do we say it's not a din of shliach? The Torah says somebody else can accept the get for the Eved. Then even if the Eved screams, I don't want it, he's still free. Tough luck.
What if the master doesn't, for any reason, doesn't want this Eved? Wants to let him go.
Then that's what we're talking about. Let him go. What happens if the master hates the Eved?
Yeah.
And the Eved wants to stay?
Yeah, but he said that you could free him against his will before.
Oh! So now, this is Rabbi's question, according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar. According to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that other people are accepting it for him.
Right.
If you hold the master can give the Eved the get, and he gives it to him straight, even if he gets against his will, tough luck. It's like a woman who screams, I don't want to get divorced. And the guy, biblical law, that you could divorce her against her will, tough luck, she's divorced. Right? So if the master gives the get straight to the Eved, and you hold that the Eved could accept the get for himself, he's divorced against his will. But now that Rav Shimon ben Elazar says he can't accept it himself, it's only Achedim doing it.
Right.
So now the Shaila becomes, is it a din in a Shliach? Which means, if the Eved says, I don't want the Shliach, you can't divorce him against the will. Right? If a woman can be divorced against her will, that doesn't mean you can make a shliach that the woman doesn't want. If you give it to the woman's hand, she's divorced. But you can't appoint a shliach if she doesn't want it. Right? You can't make a shliach if he doesn't want it. So the shaila is, what's the din? And the Gemara says, Basid the boy had the pashtali. After he asked the shaila, he answered it himself. Lo lo mi isha, it has a din of an isha. Meaning, there is a din of shliach by the Eved. And therefore, according to this answer of Rabba, if the Eved doesn't want to get, he's not free.
He's not.
No, now, according to Rav Shimon Elazar, there's nothing you can do.
He's free.
No.
He's free. Because if you get you to shliach, he's free.
No, but bro, but I'm saying, but if the Eved doesn't want, he can't have a shliach against what he doesn't want.
I'm confused.
By
the master appointing the shaliach.
Mm.
Eved.
No, the Eved knanish mashi yase shliach.
If he made a shaliach,
he wants.
If the master made a shliach,
right.
And the shliach gives it to the hand of the Eved, everybody says he's divorced.
Okay.
Why? Because the shliach is the master.
Right.
If the master gives it into the hand of the Eved, not according to Rav Shimon Elazar, b'chlal.
Right.
Okay, it's good. Right. Now, according to Rav Shimon Elazar, you can't do it to Eved straight. The master can't give it to him straight, and the master can't make a shliach to give him straight.
Oh, he can't.
No, he has to just give it to somebody else.
Why the master cannot make a shaliach to give it to Sudan?
Because the shliach, because only Achaidim could take it for the Yevid. Even if the master gives it straight to the Yevid, if Shimon Elazar holds, he's not divorced. He's not free.
You mean the master has to give it to somebody else?
Correct.
And this
the
stranger?
Not as a shliach.
This is a get for this Yevid.
A freedom, yeah, for this Yevid.
If you want, go give it. If you don't want, don't give it.
He's free anyway. But the question is, is it a din of shliach? That if he doesn't want, he's not a shliach. So according to Rav Shimon Lazar, you have a crazy case. If the master wants to free the Eved, right, the only way you can free him against his will is if other people pay money for him.
That's true, Shtar.
Or, right, Shtar only Achaidim could do.
As soon as you give it to Acherim, according to him, then it's the Shaliach.
Yeah, but if David doesn't want. If David doesn't say anything, he's freed. If David says, I don't want this get, I want to stay in Eved. The master hates his guts, and David is having a good time. He's stealing, he's doing whatever he wants.
And David come out with truth, Lefi Halacha.
Yeah, but Halacha is not like Rav Shimon Elazar anyway. So again, it doesn't matter. The Gemara is just discussing according to Rav Shimon Elazar. The Halacha is not like Rav Shimon Elazar. The Halacha is like the Chachamim. The Halacha.
According to what's said in the Torah, that he could go out to the Shtar.
But it goes even more. We just got through saying Rav Shimon Elazar holds, like the Chachamim, that it's a schus for an Eved to go out. Right? What happens is David screams, I don't want. Is it good or isn't it good? Okay.